I was thinking about the morning program today and the chanting and the dancing and how ecstatic it is and how enthusiastic everyone is. And then we have prasadam, and I feel like, you know, all we do is we chant, we dance, and we, you know, we feast. And sometimes people will say, well, what do you Hare Krishnas do? And I just say, we chant, we dance, and we feast. What a lovely lifestyle we have. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 1, Chapter 3, Krishna is the source of all incarnations. This is text number 34. Yad esho parata devi. Yad esho parata devi. Maya Vaisharadi Mati. Maya Vaisharadi Mati. Sampana Eviti Vidur. Sampana Eviti Vidur. Mahim Nisve Mahiyate. Mahim Nisve Mahiyate. Yad Yesho Parata Devi. Maya Vaisharadi Mati. Sampana Evati Vidur. Mahim Nisve Mahiyate. Yad Yesho Parata Devi. Maya Vaisharadi Mati. Sampana Evati Vidur. Mahim Nisve Mahiyate. Someone else, please. Charidi Mati Sampana Imati Vidur Mahimni's Favorite. Ladies, please. Yadesho Parata Dehi. Charidi Mati Kadeshe. Maya ya sarati mati. Sampai vidur. Yadi. If. However. Esha. They. Aparata. Subsided. Devi Maya. Illusory energy. Vaisharadi. Full of knowledge. Mati. Enlightenment. Sampana. Enriched with. Eva. Certainly. Iti. Thus. Vidu. Being cognizant of. Mahimni. In the glories. Sve. Of the self. Mahiyate. Being situated in. Translation. If the illusory energy subsides and the living entity becomes fully enriched with knowledge by the grace of the Lord, then he becomes at once enlightened with self-realization and thus becomes situated in his own glory. Purport. By His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Because the Lord is the absolute transcendence, all of His forms, names, pastimes, attributes, associates, and energies are identical with Him. His transcendental energy acts according to His omnipotency. The same energy acts as His external, internal, and marginal energies. And by His omnipotency, He can perform anything and everything through the agency of any of the above energies. He can turn the external energy into internal by His will. Therefore, by His grace, the external energy, which is employed in illusioning those living beings who want to have it, subsides by the will of the Lord in terms of repentance and penance for the conditioned soul. And the very same energy then acts to help the purified living being make progress on the path of self-realization. The example of electrical energy is very appropriate in this connection. The expert electrician can utilize the electrical energy for both heating and cooling by adjustment only. Similarly, the external energy, which now bewilders the living being into continuation of birth and death, is turned into internal potency by the will of the Lord to lead the living being to eternal life. When a living being is thus graced by the Lord, he is placed in his proper constitutional position to enjoy eternal spiritual life. Om Gana Tamadandasya Gananjana Shalakaya Chakshu Umilitam Jaina Tasmai Shri Gurudevena Maha. A thought that comes to mind is in 1972, Srila Prabhupada spoke from this chapter right here in Los Angeles. I don't remember which month it was, but I remember hearing a lecture, and it was just not this verse, but just prior to this. So Srila Prabhupada spoke from this chapter. So the Lord is the absolute transcendence, and all of his pastimes, attributes, associates, energies, names, they're all identical with him. As we've spoken before, Krishna has unlimited names, pastimes, incarnations. And we can think of the example of the waves of the ocean, where there's so many waves that just continue to come. And so all of his incarnations, names, they're just unlimited. And Krishna is in control of everything. Now, Krishna has some different energies. The three energies here are the internal energy, the internal potency, which is a spiritual energy. The external energy, which is his maya, his material energy, and his marginal energy. Now, we as living entities are marginal because we can take the spiritual energy, or the internal, or we can take the external energy, which is maya. And here in this life, we have the golden opportunity to take to the internal or the spiritual energy of the Lord. As you see, every morning we're absorbed in that internal potency or the spiritual energy of Krishna. And then to that degree that we absorb ourselves more and more in that energy, then that transcendental energy, then to that degree we'll become more Krishna conscious. We've come into this world as part of the external energy, and we are absorbed in that external energy. And coming in contact with Krishna, we're now replacing that material energy or that external energy. And the external energy is very strong, but it's also Krishna's. Krishna is in control of it. Krishna has he delegates, okay? He delegates. And so Krishna has his agents that are controlling this material energy. And Krishna is there's no truth superior to Krishna. Krishna controls everything according to the desire of the living entity. If a living entity wants to take to material energy, then Krishna fulfills that desire. Even if it's not good for that living entity, for his Krishna consciousness, Krishna will still give the what that entity wants. Because Krishna fulfills all desires since time immemorial. But how nice is it, as Krishna tells Arjuna in Bhagavad Gita, Yayatam mam prapajante tam stataiva bhijamyaham mamavart manavartante. What is that last line? That as they surrender unto me, Krishna says, I reward them accordingly. So we feel, as we try to chant more clear, as we try to as we recite every morning the 10 offenses. We can see that as we chant more attentively, as we try to minimize the offenses, we get a taste. We get more of a taste. And if things are dry in our Krishna consciousness, it's because we're not attentive to our chanting, or it may be that we're offending devotees, or we just have to go down the checklist of the 10 offenses. And that's a really good place to start. But inattentive chanting is something to really stay focused on, because without hearing, without putting the spiritual energy into us, it's kind of like a cup. If you try to, you know, let's say it's full of a particular substance, and then you start pouring more and more of another substance in there, eventually all that other substance will come out. So in the same way, we're filling up our cup, we're filling up our consciousness with material, with Krishna consciousness, with the transcendental sound vibration, as we just did so nicely. We had some very nice kirtan leaders here. We were chanting so nicely the Guru Puja. And it pushes out all the material thoughts. And even though some material thought may come into mind or there's a distraction, if we just keep going, eventually we're focused back on the holy name, and we keep bringing the mind back. In the sixth chapter of Bhagavad Gita, Bandur Atmanastasya, 6:6, the mind is very difficult to control. And what is that? That the mind is more difficult than controlling the wind. But by Krishna consciousness, by staying focused on this internal energy and this transcendental energy, this transcendental sound vibration, then, you know, we can become Krishna conscious in this lifetime. Now, it may be a challenge, but Srila Prabhupada personally said, don't think that I cannot kick this out. It's kind of like you have a cobbler, and you've got who's the other one? The cobbler and the blacksmith. And so, you know, the cobbler, you just kind of tap, tap, tap like that. But the blacksmith, boom, one, he just hits that nail, boom, when he's doing making shoes. And, right? He makes shoes? Is that it? No? What is it?
He makes
tools. That's right, yes. So bam, you know. So Srila Prabhupada is like that. He can just within one blow of the big hammer, the big sledgehammer, boom, you know, he can kick out all this material that's within us, and we can become Krishna conscious. In the seventh chapter of Bhagavad Gita, Krishna tells Arjuna, and this is from the chapter Knowledge of the Absolute, Mata Para Tarananyat Kinchin Asti Dhananjaya Mai Sarvam Idam Protam Sutre Mani Gana Iva. O conqueror of wealth, there's no truth superior to me. Everything rests on me as pearls are strung on a thread. So there's also a connection here that the personality of Godhead is the supreme absolute truth. It's also affirmed in the Brahma Samhita, the first verse, Isvara Parama Krishna Satchidananda Vigraha. And that is that the supreme absolute truth, personality of Godhead, is Lord Krishna, who is the primeval Lord, the reservoir of all pleasure, and the eternal form of complete bliss and knowledge. So everything is coming from Krishna. Everything. And if one wants to, again, if one wants to become absorbed in the material energy, then then Krishna will allow that. Just like sometimes a child may want to, or a young adult, he may want to live home. He may want to leave home. And the father may say, well, don't leave because I have everything here that I can give you. We feed you nicely. We will give you clothes. But the child, maybe 16 or 17, may insist, I want to leave. I just want to go. So, okay. So then the father will just say, okay, so then go. So in the same way, Krishna wants us. Krishna wants us back. Krishna wants us back more than we want to return there. But if one wants to not take to Krishna consciousness, if one doesn't want to chant, if one doesn't want to engage in the process of Krishna consciousness, then Krishna will make facility for that. At the same time, I'm looking here and I see so many of the same devotees who come every day to the temple. And it must be the desire of everyone here that they want to become Krishna conscious. Every day they're serving Krishna, they're serving the devotees. They're trying so hard every day, day after day, year after year, to become Krishna conscious. And so it's important that we associate with these Vaishnavas here. We have to be very careful about who we associate with, because if we associate with the wrong people and the wrong energy, then we'll become pulled into that energy. And then gradually, our consciousness kind of spirals down. So we have very good association here. And those of you who are new here, who've only been here for a short period of time, this is the best association that can be had on this planet. Because everyone here, everyone in this community, those of you who are watching on the internet, have a strong desire to learn about Krishna. And so if we want to ultimately go back to Krishna, go back to Godhead, as Archita Prabhu, whenever you do the Premadwani prayers, you say, going back home, back to Godhead, this is what we're doing. This is what we're supposed to be doing. And when Srila Prabhupada was here in 1972, and he spoke from this chapter, I was just remembering how Srila Prabhupada said that this is what the living entity, this is what the devotee is supposed to be doing, is to be focusing on self-realization and going back home, back to Godhead. This is very, very important. Because as time goes on, and the body starts to get older and it starts to not be able to do what it used to do, we're getting closer to that day. And so that time of death is a very important time. It's a very important test. Not to scare anybody or, speak about too much about the transmigration of the soul, but it's something that's real. And even speaking with young people, sometimes I'll hear them say, well, that's so far away. I don't even think about that. I don't have to worry about that now. But at any time, any moment, it could happen. There was a young lady walking across the street just 2 days ago. I'm looking across the street, and I hear a skidding, and I see a car. And a lady got hit by a car. She wasn't expecting it. Nobody was expecting it. The person driving wasn't expecting it. So, we never know when that time is going to come. And so therefore, it's really important in this lifetime, in this human form of life, to stay focused on the internal potency of the Lord, this transcendental energy. And by doing that, we're actually associating with Krishna. The deity form is non-different than Krishna. I don't know about everyone else, but I can just speak for myself that if I have a really good day, or at least I think I have a good day, with chanting, with associating, if I haven't offended too many people, if I've read something, discussed Krishna consciousness with someone, took prasadam in a very, in a nice focused way that, oh, this is Krishna's prasadam. This is non-different than Krishna. Not that I'm on my phone texting somebody and taking prasadam, or standing up and walking and taking prasadam, and really trying to focus on how this is non-different than Krishna. I notice in the evening when I come in and I get darshan of the deities, they look different than they did in the morning. There's a certain effulgence, there's a certain glow to the deities. At least that's what I've noticed. Has anybody noticed the same thing? I see some heads shaking. Okay, good. So, Krishna reciprocates, as we quoted that verse, Yayitamam prapajante. I'm not supposed to guess, but is it the fourth chapter? What number is that verse? Okay, there it is. Yes. Yayitamam prapajante tams tataiva bijamyaham mamam onumantante manusya parta sarvasya. As all surrender unto me, I reward them accordingly. Everyone follows in my path in all respects, O son of Prita. Let's not be afraid of this word surrender. I remember I said something to somebody once about surrendering, and they're like, what is this surrender? Sounds like, you're the enemy and you're surrendering, and what is this surrender? But everyone is surrendering to something. In driving around and being around in the suburbs here in Los Angeles, people have to surrender to walking their dog, and I see so many people having to surrender because it's the law. You have to pick up after your dog. And this is something that people are surrendering to every day. So, that's my response sometimes when people will, if it ever comes up, and surrender. Everybody's surrendering to something. And if nothing else, you have to surrender to the body falling apart, or the aches and pains of the body, or what have you. So why not surrender to that person for which is our constitutional position, is to surrender to Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. This is our constitutional position. We're eternal servants of Krishna. And so, as I said in the beginning, I said this is a very fun process. You can see we chant, we dance, we feast, we're playing musical instruments, we're singing so loud, we're dancing. We have wonderful foodstuffs. So stay focused. And association, again, is the most important. As I've said before, show me your friends, I'll show you your future. So it's really important to have good association. And I remember Savas Prabhu, somewhere maybe you remember that conversation. You were very strongly, very convincingly speaking about the importance of association. And I find that if sometimes I'm feeling a little out of it, which is most of the time, the thing that I love to do is I just go and I take association with devotees. So not to use myself as an example, but I can only speak from what I do. If you're feeling a little under the weather, if you're just kind of feeling spaced out, if you're feeling annoyed or whatever, plug in. you know, plug in, like, you know, we plug into the wall and that electrical energy is there. And then the light comes on and it's, you know, and it brightens up the room. And so we plug in. We plug into any part of Krishna consciousness, hearing, chanting. We have the nine processes of devotional service. Very important. So many nice formulas that we can plug into. So many nice, wonderful ways that we can connect with Krishna. I know sometimes Rabindranath Prabhu, you know, I'm walking back from prasadam and I want to get home and take prasadam, and then he stops me for like 10 minutes and he'll tell me some wonderful things about Krishna, things he's been reading. And then after I leave, I'm like, I'm even more ecstatic than I was, thinking, oh, I'm going to be ecstatic to have this nice prasadam, but, you know, Prabhu's, you know, telling me about something about Krishna. So, Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu Smaranam, hearing, chanting, and remembering. So, perhaps take the time today to even go back to the beginning of this chapter. It'll take a moment. It doesn't take long. Krishna is the source of all incarnations. So go back to the beginning of chapter 3 and just read through the different incarnations of Krishna. Even and discuss it. Tell somebody. Read through it. Kind of like ABCs, you know. Just, okay, here's the first, here's the second, here's the third. And today I learned something new from going back and reading through the translations and then sharing it with Bhrigupati Prabhu. Bhrigupati is the 16th incarnation. Okay? I didn't know that. I mean, I've read it, but I didn't remember it. And the 17th and the 18th is Krishna and Balaram. Exactly. So, there's something new. So, maybe even go to someone today for 5 minutes and then say, okay, let's just take 5 minutes and let's, the first incarnation, the second incarnation, or maybe just read something, read a short paragraph together. Discuss it for 5 minutes. You'll see how easy it is to remember. Because again, hearing, chanting, and remembering. Or if we read out loud, we can hear ourselves. Remember the day when we used to go up to each other and say, oh Prabhu, can you tell me something about Krishna? It's wonderful because that's what we do. So, okay, so we can stop here. See if there's any additional comments or questions. No? All right, so I want to thank everybody for coming to the class today and hearing a little Krishna consciousness over an internet world. Thank you very much for attending today. And I all hope you have a wonderful day in Krishna consciousness. Hare Krishna, all glories to Srila Prabhupada.